Good morning. We continue with our study of Nach Yom Yis. We do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechal Areini Kaparas Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We are in the 18th parak of Sefer Yishayahu. The 18th parak of Sefer Yishayahu is a grand total of 7 psukim. However, one needs to be aware that these 7 psukim are pretty difficult sections. In fact, Rav Schwab writes in his Sefer that the Nevuah, which begins now, beginning with Hoy Eretz Tzal, he says he can only guess at the meaning. According to Rashi, this Nevuah refers to the time of Gog Magog, which is the Battle of Armageddon, as it's indicated by the enemies originating from across the river Cush. And we know that the army of Cush is mentioned later in Sefer Yechezkel as one of the components of the military force that came to annihilate Am Yisrael. Chizkiyo HaMelech, the great tzaddik, was supposed to become and had the potential to become Moshiach, and if that would have happened, then the battle of Sennacherib would have been the famous battle of the final war. So just having talked about the downfall of Sennacherib, it makes sense that Yishayahu is now talking about the doom of Gog Magog. So he begins with this mysterious Hoy Eretz Tzlatzal, woe to the land of the fluttering wings. Who is the land of the fluttering wings? It's someplace that's beyond the river of Cush. So Cush could be, according to many, the area in Africa, Cushim, that's a certain country that is most likely somewhere near the present-day Ethiopia. And there are a lot of different rivers there, including the area near the Nile, known as the Blue Nile. And it's commonly thought that the source goes to Lake Tana in Ethiopia, and the river of this Blue Nile flows between mountains where they pick up the rocks and the stones, and maybe that's why we talk about the Nahar Sambachon, the river of the Sambachon, which is identified as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, maybe the Sobat River, which is one of those stone-filled tributaries. It only calms down on Shabbos, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So these rivers go out from the Ethiopian foothills, and they converge with at Khartoum with the White Nile and flow down through Egypt into the Nile Delta, emptying into the Mediterranean Sea. So Eretz Tzlatzal Knafayim is a reference to the fluttering of the wings of the tsetse fly, which transmits disease, and it's very possible that Tzlatzal is related to it. But according to Targum Yonasan, Kush is actually a place in India. And that's what we talk about, Hodu Yad Kush, or Hindu Kush. And that's what we talk about in the Megillah. So if that's the case, the land of the fluttering wings is a reference to some place in India. So we're stuck between continents trying to figure out whom Yishayahu was talking about. And he says, look, he who sends delegates into the sea and the vessels of reeds upon waters, to go go swift messengers to a nation, pulled and plucked to a nation feared from then onwards, a nation measured and trampled upon. He seems to be suggesting that in the attack of Gog Magog against Am Yisrael after the concept of Mashiach, that such an attack is going to occur at the beginning of the reign of Mashiach. And if that's the case, then the Nevuah is talking about at the time period after Mashiach has already come, after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and with the coming of Mashiach, the nation became respected in the world. But Gog Magog refuses to accept Hashem's moral law, and so therefore, they are going to go ahead and they're going to send a delegation in an armada of ships, and to tell them as follows, messengers, you're going to go ahead after a nation that has traditionally been stalked and plucked and plundered from place to place. Go to that nation go ahead and all the people and go ahead and fight in that situation. That's going to lead Gog Magog to fight against Eretz Yisrael. We come across the third pasuk, which is a very famous pasuk because it appears as one of the psukim in the shofro section of the davening of Rosh Hashanah, where we say, Kol Yoshvei Sevel V'Shochnei Eretz Kinsones Harim Tiru U'Kiskoa Shofar Tishmau. Right? All the inhabitants of the world and the dwellers of the earth, you will see when a banner is raised on the mountains, and you will hear when the shofar is sounded. And as we pointed out in our series 30 for 30, which was about the psukim that we do say on the Yamim Noraim, specifically in the shofar section, We pointed out then, and we say it now, there's a reference over here, called Yoshvei Seva V'Shochnei Eretz, the whole world, when a banner is raised on the mountains, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, when you'll hear the shofar sounded, which is a reference to the shofar of Mashiach, when the world that is going to come, right, they're going to hear. So Yeshayahu says, God tells him about that period in time. God tells Yeshayahu that there will come a time when the forces of Gog and Magog are going to attack Mashiach and Yerushalayim. At first, they'll be successful. And Eshketa Babita Bimchoni, it'll appear as though I'm sitting in silence, just looking at my dwelling place, the Beis HaMikdash, unconcerned with the forces of Gog and Magog. But you should just understand that Kechom Tzach Alai Or Ka'av Tal B'chom Katsir, it's going to be like a clear heat in sunshine and a cloud of dew in the heat of a summer day, right? Heartened and encouraged, they're going to get ready to go ahead and harvest their crop against Am Yisrael. In other words, they're going to go ahead and destroy anything that's in there. But God's not going to let that happen. He's not going to allow Gog and Magog to come ahead and reap against the Jewish nation. God won't be silent. Just as Sancheiriv's forces were destroyed at the gate of Yerushalayim, so too Gog and Magog would be destroyed at the last moment. And just as Gog and Magog's objective was in sight and ready to be harvested, he will also be destroyed in the last moment. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yosheb HaShemayim Yitzchak HaShem Yilag Lama, which appears in Tehillim, right? That he who sits in heaven smiles. God mocks him, right? And although we take that situation, that the karas hazalzalim b'mazmeros, that the pruning knives will be cut off, will be removed and cut off the spreading branches. The Marsha says that it usually on the surface it refers to the destruction of Gog and Magog, but the Gemara tells us that one of the preconditions for the coming of Mashiach will also be Ein Ben David Ba, that the Melech HaMashiach can't come at Shetechla Malchus HaZalam Yisrael, until cheap government ends from Am Yisrael. So the Marsha says it's a reference to Edom, to the Roman government. Right? When Rabbi Schwab learned Sefer Yeshayahu, he said that he thought it referred to the Turkish government. After all, when he was young, the Turks were in charge of the land of Israel, and they were easily bribed. Rabbi Schwab ends the parak with his understanding that, unfortunately, it could also refer to a modern Jewish government, where, again, it looks like the government officials can be bribed and manipulated and constantly heading back to elections again and again, right? It could mean something else. We're just not really sure, says Rav Schwab. And whatever it is, instead of that situation and the complete destruction of Gog and Magog and the removal of all the traces of them will happen, in the end of the day, everything will change and the nation will turn around and bring a gift tribute to Hashem, right? And what is going to be that gift? So the Mefarshim say it's going to be the remnants of the Jewish people will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, after the destruction of the evil of Gog and Magog, the remaining nations of the world will bring the remnants of the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the Jewish people could also deliver all of mankind as a gift by bringing universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the gift, will be Makom Shem Hashem Tzvakos Har Tzion. And this is the understanding of the 18th parak of Sefer Yeshayahu. I hope everyone has a fantastic, amazing day.